And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of October 20th. This week in 1975, Elton John got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame during Elton John Week in Los Angeles. In 1969, Paul McCartney officially denied that he was dead. Chubby Checker performed a medley of The Twist and Let's Twist Again on The Ed Sullivan Show this week in 1961, sparking chart revivals for both tunes, and The Twist even returned back to number one. EMI Records in Britain rejected The Who called themselves The High Numbers at the time, after the group submitted their audition tape to them in 1964. Also in 64, J. Frank Wilson was injured and the producer of his song Last Kiss was killed in a head-on crash in Lima, Ohio. In 1968, Elvis Presley's movie Live a Little, Love a Little was released. John Fogerty's ex-record label sued him for self-plagiarism, claiming that his solo song, The Old Man Down the Road, was far too similar to Creedence Clearwater Revival's Run Through the Jungle. That happened in 1988, and John Fogerty eventually won that lawsuit. Guinness named Paul McCartney the best-selling composer and artist in music history this week in 1979. In 1964, The Tammy Show, Teenage Music International, was filmed in Santa Monica, California at the Civic Center. Among the many stars, Jan and Dean, Rolling Stones, Leslie Gore, Chuck Berry, Beach Boys, Marvin Gaye, and so many others. The movie version of The Wiz with Diana Ross and Michael Jackson debuted in New York City this week in 1978. David Essex's movie Stardust premiered in London this week in 74. In 1965, the Beatles were awarded Members of the British Empire medals by Queen Elizabeth. Mary Wells headlined the first Motortown Review, along with Martha and the Vandellas, the Marvelettes, the Contours, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, and more, and that began the very first tour in Washington, D.C. in 1962. In 61, Bob Dylan signed his first recording contract. He was with Columbia Records. Wayne Newton became the first inductee in the Las Vegas Walk of Stars in 2004. In 1958, Bill Haley performed at the first German rock concert in West Berlin. 20 policemen were injured, and one was permanently blinded as teens from East and West Berlin got into skirmishes. The Rolling Stones made their first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show this week in 64. Ed promised he would never have them on the show again, but they did come back several times. Paul Peterson sang My Dad on an episode of The Donna Reed Show this week in 1962. In 1955, Bill Haley, Pat Boone, and Elvis Presley all appeared together in concert at a Cleveland high school, and the concert was filmed for a documentary of Cleveland DJ Bill Randall, but was never released. John Lennon and Yoko Ono released their wedding album LP with a photo of their own wedding cake and a copy of their marriage certificate included this week in 1969. Filming began on the Buddy Holly story movie in 1977. In 1959, Patty Duke opened on Broadway in The Miracle Worker. In 1996, Motown Records founder Berry Gordy Jr. received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And in 1955, the movie Rock and Roll Review with the Clovers, Ruth Brown, Big Joe Turner, and others opened up in theaters. In the studio, Harry Belafonte recorded the Banana Boat song in 55. In 1954, Laverne Baker recorded Tweedledee. Buddy Holly's last studio recording session took place in New York City, and the songs that were recorded included True Love Ways, Raining in My Heart, and It Doesn't Matter Anymore in 1958. Neil Sedaka recorded Calendar Girl in 60. James Brown recorded a live album at the Apollo Theater this week in 1962. Smiley Lewis recorded the original version of a song called One Night of Sin, later cleaned up as One Night with You by Elvis Presley this week in 1955. Birthdays: Wanda Jackson, 82. Manfred Mann is 79. Kathy Young, 74. Jimmy Beaumont from the Skyliners, born this week in 1940. Elvin Bishop is 77. Steve Cropper from Booker T and the MGs and co-writer of In the Midnight Hour, Dock of the Bay, Knock on Wood, and so many more, he's turning 78. Annette Funicello is 69 this week. Bobby Fuller, born in 43. And Charles Fox, who sang with his sister Inez on the song Mockingbird, born this week, 1939. Songwriter Ellie Greenwich, member of the Raindrops and writer of Chapel of Love, the Duran Run, Hanky Panky, and so many others with her then-husband Jeff Barry, born this week, 1939. J.P. Richardson, known as the Big Bopper, born this week, 1930. Bill Wyman, bassist for the Rolling Stones, is 83. Santo Farina from Santo and Johnny, 82. Helen Reddy is 78. Chris Norman is 69. Jeannie Black, born this week, 1937. Dick Todd, lead singer of the Standells and an original Musketeer, born this week in 1945. Tom Petty, born this week in 1950. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of October the 20th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.